I mean, you guys know, I've had some experience with the cap in the past, but, it gave us an opportunity to just kind of be in position in case there's an opportunity to upgrade, just to be honest, just to be in a position to do something. There's an opportunity to upgrade the club that's worth us looking at and doing something with. You know, we wanted to be in position to do so if that came about. Obviously, it did not come about, but, you know, just wanted to be prepared.
That was Omar Khan with us last week explaining why they moved Alex Highsmith's money around and restructured his deal. Wanted to be in position to make a big move. They've given themselves enough cap space for this year. They've got a ton for next year. And this Aiyuk story won't go away. A video of him on TikTok today on the phone with one of his former teammates from Arizona State, his wife recording the whole thing, her girlfriend, and him saying the 49ers said they don't want me back. So maybe he's being a little bit melodramatic. Either way, on his end of things, he doesn't believe he's going to get the contract he deserves from them. And will this turn into a standoff? Is he going to raise holy hell? Is he going to refuse to not play? And can the Steelers make an offer both to the 49ers in a trade and Aiyuk in terms of a contract offer that allows for it to make sense for everyone involved to just make a trade happen? I'd love for that to happen. I'm a little bit confused as to why Steelers fans would not want this. 49ers fans, I get, because they're trying to win a Super Bowl this year and they don't want a player like this subtracted off their roster for just future picks. That makes sense. Steelers fans being like, no, I think we're good with Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin at wide receiver, and let's just use Pat Freiermuth like a receiver, and we don't want to tick off George Pickens. That I don't get. 412-928-9370. Here is Adam on the fan. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for taking my call, man.
You bet.
Listen, I'm in alignment with you. I have no problem paying him top of the market, whatever it would cost. I'd probably give up a first-round pick. And here's why. We have money to pay, three linebackers on defense? We're paying, two defensive linemen? I know Ogunjobi's got a pretty high salary. We know what Hayward makes. We're paying a safety a ton of money. This is an offensive league, man. I'm good with giving up a first if we had to. And here's the other thing. You kind of touched on this a little bit. I don't trust Pickens. I don't trust Freiermuth. I think you need something closer to a sure thing. And Aiyuk's, 26, 27?
Yep.
I have no problem with it.
They have spent more money on defense than anybody in the league, and it's by a wide margin. $162 million on defense. The next closest team is $136.
And let's be honest, defense is overrated.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'd have no problem with it. I would, if they wanted to throw Highsmith in a trade in a second or a third, I'd do that.
Yeah, you're throwing out things that I would not want to do. I would not want to give up the first round pick because I feel like Omar Khan and the way he's run his drafts, that I would be trading. I would be giving up a guy who has a chance to be a Steelers for 8 or 9 years and be maybe even longer and be a great player. I feel less certain about the second round pick. Those are 4-year deals. There's no 5th-year option. So that would be my preference. If I had to do it, if I was gunpoint situation and it was just a first round pick straight up for Aiyuk, oh man, I think I would still do it, but I don't. I'd come on the air the next day and be like, this is great that we have a number one wide receiver for the next 4 years, but if we go 8-9 or 9-8, the 49ers are going to get a very good player with our pick. And so this has a chance of being a very, very even trade. And then giving up Highsmith, push comes to shove, I probably would do that, but I don't see... Will the 49ers do that? Sean, you're a 49ers fan. Would they trade straight up?
They definitely need another pass rusher.
So you think they might do that?
truthfully, I told you this before. I think they're going to keep him, try to figure out a way to get through this season and then make decisions after this season, whether that's not re-signing Ayuk, losing him. And by the way, they get third-round compensation, so it's not a massive loss in terms of the difference between a second and a third. I think ultimately they're going to find a way to keep him and move Debo after this season.
How do they do that, though, without paying him? How do they keep him happy without...
I think they will ultimately settle on about $29 million with Ayuk. That would be my guess.
So why is he telling his friends that he's getting effed around, that they don't want him? Why is he doing this, and why is it out everywhere?
There's a lot of NFL players or professional athletes in general that I don't understand why they say stuff like they do. But you heard the clip that you played before. Debo, 2 years ago, said he wanted out. He said, I want a trade. They made it work with him. So ultimately, I think they'll find a way. Eventually, they're going to run out of money because they are going to have to pay Purdy.
And I think that's how Ayuk is looking at this. I think he feels like he's the casualty of Purdy's ascension.
I think ultimately
that money's earmarked for the quarterback and not him.
I think he'll get the big wide receiver contract, and they'll move on from Debo's big contract after this
season. But go back to what the caller said. Do you think if they felt like they could not get a long-term deal done with Ayuk, do you think they'd take Highsmith in a trade for him? Probably, right?
Yeah, they really need pass rushing, so I think that would make some sense for
them. I would do it, but I can't. That's one where I can't see the Steelers doing it. For as much as they need wide receiver help, I think that Mike Tomlin would raise a stink about that. He would not want to give, because he would look at it like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You are making the offense better, but you are subtracting a very big piece away from your defense. So ultimately, how much better would that make you?
Would Nick Herbig be a suitable option instead of Highsmith in
yes.
your mind?
Yes, I think so, because he's paid the other two guys. I've even put that out there as a potential trade idea. Here is Joe next on the Fan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Pony. Good afternoon.
You bet, man.
Hey, I'm pro Ayuk, just like the guy right before me said a lot of the points I wanted to make, but I'll add to that a little bit.
So you would trade a first-round pick?
Yes, I would, and here I'll give you the reason. When we traded a first-round pick for Minka, that was like getting a first-round pick. He was our first-round pick that year.
He was younger and cheaper, though.
Here's to support my reasoning is, would you draft Brandon Ayuk as your number one pick next year if he was a number one pick at the same age and value?
Yes, probably. I would probably.
So that's
because I know what I'm getting. I think I know what I'm getting from him. He's 25 years old.
And that's why I would do it. The other reason I have is that without a true WR1, WR2 package, you know, their offense is going to suffer. I don't care what anybody thinks or says. They're going to suffer, okay?
I like that argument by Joe. If he were in the draft, would you take him with, like, the 16th or 17th pick? Of course I would. So that does make the first-round pick sacrifice, if that's what it took. I think that would make that easier to swallow. I think that if they can't get a long-term deal done with Ayuk and the Steelers offered a first, Sean, even though it makes them worse for this year, I think they take that deal. You don't?
I think they would exhaust all possibilities in terms of trying to keep him. But
if he's threatening to hold out into the regular season, they take a first-round pick.
That would be tough because it would be a distraction. Now, I would say the timing for the 49ers would look terrible if that turns out to be the case, because if it turns out to be like that, they should have made the move before the draft so that they could have used that pick for this year's team. But you know, obviously, the timing's very significant in how this plays out on both sides.
412-928-9370. Brandon Ayuk on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but I saw the video. The 49ers said they don't want me back. Do you want him? 412-928-9370. Also, a U.S. Open minute. But first, a headline.
Sean Myers bringing you Fan Headlines. The Pirates won their series with Colorado over the weekend, courtesy of an 8-2 victory against the Rockies yesterday. Six different Pirates had multi-hit efforts. Jason DeLay had three RBIs in his return to the lineup. Pirates back home at PNC welcome the Cincinnati Reds tonight at 6:40. Paul Skeens gets the start. The North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Sangrilli begins at 5:45 right here on 93.7 The Fan. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open for more. You can check out 93.7thefan.com. Pony!
Thanks so much, Sean. A leaky faucet, clogged toilet from a big dump, a drain is backing up. Plumbing problems stink. When you have a, literally and figuratively, when you have a plumbing issue, you need to call the experts at McVay. Plumbing, heating, and cooling, McVay, the area's trusted go-to plumbing company. They can handle any type of plumbing issue you may have, whether that's a big one like a sewer line repair. Highly trained plumbing experts. That's what you want. They are knowledgeable. They're also honest, which is huge. And they will get that plumbing problem fixed fast. So save the day. Let's call McVay. That's McVay Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, or visit McVayPlumbing.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.